I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. Yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer, so join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Hello, and welcome to you. Hope all is well with you. You know, that's one of the things that I'm always wishing for you, the very, very best. And, you know, I've been thinking about just moving forward, what it means to start from ground zero again. I know this isn't something that a lot of entrepreneurs talk about, but the entrepreneurial road can actually be pretty challenging, right? The first time I went bankrupt 100% was when I was 25. It was my first business venture, and I stupidly got involved in a business with a guy that I eventually got romantically involved with, and everything went downhill from there. I'm not saying that you can't get into a relationship with somebody that you're going to work with, but I do think the parameters need to be set. And his goals were just not aligned with mine. They weren't. And it was a friend who pulled me aside one day and said, "Don't you notice that things seem to be, you know, really intimate between him and the secretary?" And I was like, "No, no, no way." I was so sweet, innocent, and stupid. I was so not aware of what was going on, only to realize that his affections were elsewhere, and so was his focus. And so while I was getting up and opening the office in the wee hours and staying there until very, very late, he didn't have the same drive. His drive was elsewhere, and it was, I don't even know if I want to share all that drama, but let's just say I got a huge wake-up call when someone called me with very clear information that what I had been told about the relationship and about what was happening in business was not true. And I had to make a decision for myself. And when I confronted him about it, well, that became the end of the business, right? It was the end of the business, and I thought it was the end of myself. That, oh my God, now I'm looking back at that. That was, what, 10, 15 years ago, a little over 15 years ago, and here I am right now. I'm on my, if I count that business, right, I am on my third major business venture right now. And I love what I do. I love my companies, but I know that there are new things to do and things that I have to do differently. And I was wondering to myself, like, you know, you've probably heard it if you've been listening to the podcast for a few of the episodes, that I am just all about doing things differently now that I'm starting from scratch. And I wondered to myself, why is it that this is my third attempt at a podcast, right? Why is it that this is my third attempt at a business? Well, first off, I know that there is no failure, there are only lessons. So there are lots of great lessons that I learned. But I think one of the reasons that, like, this is my third podcast and I am where I am in life and in business is because I personally feel that in many respects, I've been faking confidence, right? I've been faking confidence because I thought that if I faked confidence, people would think that I'm more intelligent than I am. But when you fake confidence, really, you're trying to hide your own insecurities. And that doesn't work for anybody at all. So this pursuit of authenticity, being very honest about where I am, who I am, what I have, what I don't have, and the way that I want to live and the way I want to serve others, and being just super, you know, when I get up and I talk to you about the way that I want to serve women and who I want to be, it's real for me. Like, that's the stuff that keeps me up at night, and that's what I put in my prayers. Like, God, how can I serve? You know, how can I be a better person to the people that I love? You know, I want to be that way. But when you feel like you have to be perfect, that's what perfection does, then I think that you feel as if you have to fake being confident. And if you fake being confident, you're hiding your insecurities, and therefore you're amplifying the fact that you really aren't confident and that you are insecure. And so I think that's a really big reason that causes failure, and I don't want to fail. I want to make sure that I am creating waves of lessons, huge lessons that I can learn from and others can learn from at the same time while we're making money and doing good, right? So how do you know if your confidence is fake or if it's real? Well, here are a few things that I've picked up on. One of the things, like in my previous iteration, especially when I was pushing through with business, I'd find myself extremely exhausted at the end of the day. And sometimes I didn't even want to get up to do the work in my own business because it was feeling very stressful to me. And I felt as if I had to be somebody for the people that I was serving and for the clients I was serving. I think that's a really big one, right? That's a red flag for you. If you find that you're unhappy going out to work and going into business, then you probably are faking the confidence that you put on when you're out there. And it's extremely exhausting, emotionally exhausting for you. And for me, that led to total and complete burnout. Total and complete burnout. I didn't even know the damage that I was doing to myself and my body. In fact, I had a concussion in June. It was actually the 1st of June 2018. I had a concussion, and that was my big wake-up call that, hey, maybe the life that you're pursuing is not the one that you want to continue pursuing. And I made some huge changes in my life just because I had a drug-induced depression episode for many, many weeks. I was throwing up all the time. I was extremely sick, and I started going in search of natural herbal medication. I started on turmeric tablets and, you know, just alkaline water and just to try to get myself better. And that started me down a route of reviewing, what's all the time and effort that I'm putting into this business? Is it making sense? Why do I have knots in my stomach when I'm tying up these contracts to spend more time working on projects that I say I love? You know, so that's a huge, big red flag for me. How else do you know if you're faking confidence? Well, you know, if you're faking it. So there's one where you're telling lies to yourself. So the previous example I just gave you is I was lying to myself about the enjoyment. I had created this company. I had built this beast. It was generating money, but it was killing me, right? I don't ever want to do that again. So I was lying to myself to say, hey, this is great. You know, I was traveling. I was going all over, making great friends, but I was killing myself. But then you also know you're faking it when you really are faking it. When you get up every day and you are trying to be someone that you're not. And you know that's you if that's what you're doing. When you're laughing and you know the laugh isn't real. When you're making friends and you know you're only making friends to get what you can get from them and you don't genuinely care or want to know who they are. You know, that is faking it. And ultimately, even though I don't believe in failure, I believe that's what causes us not to be as successful as we can be, because we haven't dug deep to find our true meaning and true purpose. So I'd ask you, you know, we hear this thing all the time. What's your why? What's your why? You know, why are you doing what you're doing? But I ask it to you today from this place of just vulnerability. Why are you doing what you're doing? I can tell you now that I have kind of lost everything and I find myself where I am just financially, that even though I've lost what most people would say in the world is everything, it really is stuff. In the last few months, I have had more meaningful relationships and a much more meaningful relationship with myself and with God than ever before. It's like I feel as if I can show up in a real way for my clients. And I feel as if I'm truly now in my place of purpose and that I can truly connect with my zone of genius. That's why I'm here on Marketing Launch Radio for you every single time that I come and I make a recording. my prayer is that this helps you, and it helps you rise from the ashes of where you are. It helps you launch to the next level, to where you want to go. And it's just a reality check that you're not alone, you know? So if you're faking it, stop faking it. If you know somebody faking it, give them this podcast to go listen to. Because it is with truth and honesty that we are able to serve the world in the most authentic way. No one wants carbon copies anymore. Maybe in the 80s they did. Maybe in the 70s. Maybe, but you know, now where we are, people want real people. And it is a rule of marketing, especially of personal branding, that people buy people. They want you for who you are and not for who you pretend you are. So show your real self, show your true colors, tell your true story, lock, stock, and barrel. I'm not saying that you have to share all your secrets and let it all out there, but I am saying that when you share your story, there is someone somewhere who's going to be truly blessed and moved because your story relates to her story, and that's what gives her the courage to go on. Listen, this is a short one today. It's not really long, but I do hope that it helps you and encourages you. Don't be fake. Be real. Tell your story. It's the best place to launch from, and it's a soft cushion when you land. I'm Samantha Gooden, and I love being here with you inside of Marketing Launch Radio. See you next time. I grew up performing on stage, and for as long as I can remember, I've been writing poetry or reading poetry or reciting it, writing songs and stories, but I didn't always share my heart. You know, when you grow up performing, sometimes it can be difficult to be your open and authentic self. But now I'm redesigning who I am and who I want to be and how I want to serve the world. And I've created an online space where I can be 100% of myself in a supportive community of female entrepreneurs, marketers, coaches, and consultants, all who have the same goal of launching into the best version of themselves. Now, if you'd like to experience me in this kind of community, almost one-on-one, and get my exclusive trainings, workshops, and insider scoop on things, then go to thelaunchacademyforwomen.com. Thelaunchacademyforwomen.com. Go right there. You'll find out what we do, who we are. I'd love you to be part of the Launch Nation right there. See you.